F コミポッドキャストです。 F コミは皆様のポジティブなキャリアアップを図るために、さまざまなキャリアを積んだ方、著名人、外国人、企業人事関係者などのインタビューを配信しています。第23回 F コミポッドキャスト、外国人がキャリアを語る。今回よりブルガリア人のベセリン・ポポフスキー氏を迎えてお送りします。ポポフスキー氏の4回の転職歴、外交官としてスタートしたキャリアがどのように現在のキャリアに変わっていったのか、転職を考えている方はとても参考になる23話です。なお、ポポフスキー氏は英語でお話になりますので、 F コミのサイトのスクリプトを参考にしてください。
I would like to talk about my own career, but also give some advice to young people what they should expect in the working environment. I changed 4 times my career. I started as a Bulgarian diplomat and worked 7 years in different locations. Then I switched to academic career and did lecturing in international law. Later I was hired by the European Union, which is an international organization, to do field training work in Russian Federation. And currently I work for the United Nations University. So most of my career locations were either in diplomatic or in academic environment. And I must say I enjoyed all of them, and for me it's exciting have such an opportunity to move from one type of work to another type of work. Otherwise, probably it's a bit boring to do the same thing all over and all over again. So in my case, I prefer to see the challenge, to see the opportunity, and to find the best what suits me to satisfy my professional ambition. Now, my first switch was from diplomatic work to purely academic work, to lecturing in university. And I was very happy to do that, because after 7 years in diplomatic career, I felt that, again, it's coming a little bit like a routine, doing the same thing all time, again and again. Interestingly, the diplomatic profession may look very luxurious from outside. Everybody imagined that diplomats go to receptions, drink champagne and have all nice time, and they drive in limousines, etc. Although inside the job, the kind of everyday routine job is not so luxurious. It's a little bit less glossy as from outside. Although I enjoy being a diplomat, at some point I felt I should do something a little bit more intellectual, a little bit more challenging. That's why I decided to do a doctorate dissertation and move to academic work to teach students. And I found this switch very helpful, because in a way I used my diplomatic practice as a background to teach students. I told them what I had done as a diplomat, but after acquiring certain extra qualifications, like doctorate degree, I start teaching in university. And again, teaching in university is a nice profession. I enjoyed it a lot, working with young people and conveying the knowledge and the skills which I had. I found it very rewarding in a way. It's a very humane thing to do, to teach others. And I was in that profession for almost 5 years. My third job was human rights training expert in the Russian Federation. And it was relevant to the previous job. As you can see, every job was connected in substance with the previous job. To Moscow, and I spent 2.5 years there, mostly educating Russian lawyers how to apply international standards on human rights. And we went to every little city and towns. We do not stay only in Moscow, but we traveled a lot and made us training seminars, conferences, summer, winter schools. And again, it was very rewarding. I like to do this, which was already practical education, not so much university education, which is more general, but more practical.
次回はポポフスキー氏2回目の配信をお送りします。Fコミでは今後も著名人、外国人、企業人事関係者が語るキャリアに関するコンテンツを配信していきます。同じ配信内容を映像付きのビデオキャストでも配信しています。Fコミではただいま編集スタッフを募集しています。映像編集や翻訳の仕事にご興味がある方は、ぜひサイトまでアクセスしてみてください。Yahoo、Google などの検索エンジンで F コミュ、アルファベットの F とカタカナのコミュで検索していただければアクセスできます。サイトアドレスは http://carrier-finders.net/http://career-finders.net。オープニング・エンディングの音源素材は音の葉っぱ様よりご提供いただいております。